Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Ms. Maureen Major. What specific agents were they concerned about giving, or complications were they concerned about?
The one that we were most concerned about was giving her Decadron, which was included in both our pre-treatment and possibly our post-treatment antiemetic therapy.
Because of this diabetes.
Right, and insulin-dependent diabetes.
Right. And what situations, what regimens do you not use Decadron?
Luckily, with the combination of Cytoxan, methotrexate, and 5-FU, we are able to just use the Decadron pre-treatment. And it's really to protect a patient or prevent a patient from experiencing nausea. So we could either reduce the Decadron dose or eliminate it altogether.
And the other regimens that you use in terms of AC, paclitaxel, Taxotere, you'd use Decadron for all those?
Yes, both pre- and post-treatment, especially for the AC component.
And you mentioned CMF. When you use CMF, of course, that's a traditional older type of therapy. What kind of schedule do you use?
We are giving it on a 21-day treatment cycle with no growth factor support unless there's a patient indication for it.
All IV, though?
Oh, it's all given IV, right, on day one.
And usually for what, 6 cycles?
8 cycles,
eight
or
cycles.
6 months of treatment.
Okay. So at that first meeting, I'll ask you later about what discussions went on about hormone therapy, but what discussions went on about chemotherapy with her?
We embarked on a discussion regarding the standard regimens of chemotherapy. Really talked a lot about the combination CMF versus AC followed by Taxol or paclitaxel. We talked about the clinical indicators for those different regimens, and that essentially for someone with a node-negative breast cancer, the combination of CMF would be very appropriate for them.
And I guess we know nationwide, having done patterns of care studies, that those two, CMF and actually more commonly AC without any taxane, are the two most common regimens used for node-negative disease.
Right.
And what about the issue of whether to get any chemo or not? Did you get into that?
We talked to the patient about the biggest benefit that she would derive would be from the hormonal therapy that she would receive at the end or completion of chemotherapy. And certainly the family embarked on the discussion, as well as the clinical team talking about the relevance of giving someone with a history of hypertension, diabetes, whether or not we should embark on chemotherapy course at all.
So if she was going to receive chemotherapy, what you all were thinking about was CMF.
Correct.
What did you say to her to expect in terms of possible side effects and complications from the CMF, particularly in view of her comorbidities?
We talked to her about the fact that, you know, we went over the general side effect profile of someone getting CMF, regardless of any comorbidities, including nausea, fatigue, the risk of low blood counts or immunosuppression and fever. We talked about hair loss, mouth sores and mucositis. And then we talked to her specifically in regards to her diabetes management with use of Decadron or steroids in her treatment program. And that perhaps for the first 24 to 48 hours after treatment, she may have an elevated blood glucose level. And so we talked to her a lot about what type of sliding scale, does she check her finger sticks, is she compliant with that, does she work with her endocrinologist on tight control of her diabetes.
And did she or her family say, well, okay, suppose I just take hormone therapy, how much am I going to lose or give up in terms of the chemo?
You know, it became full circle. Initially, the clinical team was concerned about treating her in terms of her comorbidities. And then by the end of the conversation, the family brought up, well, what would be the point of doing chemotherapy when our biggest benefit would be from hormonal therapy?